News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Winterbull Show. Great to be here with you. Our phone number is always 704-570-1110. We will dive deep into the Merrick Garland testimony today. There were fireworks and there were some amazing haymakers thrown in that thing. We're also going to be taking phone calls on a number of other topics, but we're going to start, as we often do, with our very good friend Breaking Brett Jensen. You know him from his terrific work over there in the news department. Breaking Brett Jensen, a sometime fill-in on this program and other shows. Brett Jensen, welcome back to the program. Understand that you've been monitoring events out of Raleigh involving Governor Cooper and a press conference he did earlier today. What's going on? Has he declared a mask mandate? Has he lifted a mask mandate? Is he talking about something else? What's happening, Brett Jensen?
Yeah, so basically today's thing was just all about, hey, the numbers are going way down. I think the positivity rate is somewhere around 6% right now statewide. But it's still, the spread is still considered to be dangerous for just about all of the 100 counties in North Carolina. I think there might be five counties or something like that where it's considered moderate but not dangerous. And Mecklenburg County is still in the red zone, if you will, in the dangerous department in terms of spread, even though the infection rate is much lower. So they wanted to talk about that, and they also said that, look, by the end of next week, there will be roughly 400,000 doses of vaccine, you know, that can be administered to the 5 to 12-year-olds that will be, you know, that's FDA approved, and they expect that that can start happening late next week. At the earliest, it might be, it'll have to be in a week and a half or 2 weeks from now. So they wanted to talk about that and imploring people to get their 5 to 12-year-olds vaccinated, to get their 13 to 18-year-olds vaccinated as well. Just, you know, making, you know, for lack of a better term, begging, but, you know, really, really pleading with people to get their children vaccinated.
Okay, so this is what we've got going on here, right? We've got get the kids vaccinated. I saw earlier today a report that says they're even encouraging a fourth booster, a number four booster, for people who have immunosuppressed conditions and whatnot too. So this is pretty. they're still really kind of feeling their way through this process of vaccinations, right?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, and they put out a chart that said, look, if you fall into one of these categories, you know, we highly recommend that you get the booster. You know, you're 65 and older, even if you're healthy as a horse, 65 and older. And if you are, you know, under 65, even, you know, up to age, you know, 18, you know, if you are immune compromised, if you've got underlying health conditions, you know, they recommend getting the booster ASAP. And you know, Dr. Cohen said she initially got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is odd to me. That when she revealed that today, that was very odd to me because that had the lowest efficiency rate of all the shots that were out there and that were made available, and she had access to every single brand. But she only did the J&J, but said she will do the Moderna booster because it has the highest level of efficiency in preventing, you know, getting COVID or getting sick from COVID. I think it's around 96%. So I just found that very odd that everyone knew J&J was in the 70s, and yet she chose to get that. That sort of hit me pretty hard today. I was like, wait, what?
So what is the percentage that we need to be at in Mecklenburg County to get this mask mandate lifted?
30 days at 5% or less.
5% or less. Okay.
Well, let me change that.
Okay, go ahead.
That's for CMS. That is for CMS schools, I should say. So Gibby Harris is having a press conference tomorrow.
Okay.
And I will be asking that very question as to, like, what will it take for the mask mandate to be lifted, you know, when you go to restaurants, even though people aren't wearing them in restaurants, but if you go to the grocery store or you go to a Hornets game or whatever, what will it take for the mask mandate to be lifted? Does it have to be below 5%? And if so, how long?
It's interesting because just to look at the numbers here, it's 6.3% in North Carolina right now. Right, 6.3%. People who are also in our neighborhood, and by neighborhood I mean that number. Indiana's 5.2, Delaware's 5.3, Georgia's 5.5, Oregon is 5.7, New Hampshire is 5.9. Guess where South Carolina lands? They're at 4%. South Carolina, and there was a time not too long ago, Brett Jensen, that they were one of the leaders on that board. South Carolina's gotten a hold of things here.
Yeah, I remember I had to go to a wedding down in Kiowa, just south of Charleston, about a month ago. And at that time, everyone was like, oh, my gosh, South Carolina's on fire. That was the term they were using with COVID. They're on fire. And here they are, you know, like you said, you know, down in the 4% range. And so, but again, I mean, even though the numbers are dropping drastically,
yeah,
we're still getting questions that just make me want to put my head through a wall when they go to Cooper.
What are we canceling? What do the people want to cancel now? We know that the journos, the Axioses and whatnot, they like to ask to cancel events and remove all fun. What are they trying to cancel? Halloween this time? What are they complaining about today?
Well, they did put out guidelines on how to handle Halloween.
No, they didn't. Yeah. Stop it. Eat the sweet tarts. Shut up and enjoy yourself.
They administered the guidelines for Halloween, I think, through the Mecklenburg County Health Department, but in terms of how to stay safe in a COVID pandemic.
Everybody's wearing a mask.
Halloween.
I got a mask. I got a Richard Nixon mask on. Nobody's catching COVID.
Yeah, I mean, I had my Gene Simmons mask on.
I love that.
Day, so I get it.
Yours was painted on, though. So that was pretty funky.
Actually, it was.
All right. Okay. Final question. Can I ask you a final question? Because I know Gibby's going to talk tomorrow, and we'll get more guidance in the tomorrow.
But real quick, I just wanted to tell you this. One of the journalists,
yes, please,
literally asked,
"Oh God,
how will as Cooper?" And this person runs a health website, a journalism health website, and they literally asked, how quickly can you get these kits, these rapid testing kits, to people in the, you know, at home? So in case they want to do a rapid test before they go to dinner at a restaurant.
Stop. No, really?
And I said, Brett, I'm not joking. Really? Like, I literally thought to myself, if that's where you are, you literally should never leave the house.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you think you've got it, then stay home. Sit in the house. And hide under your blanket with a flashlight and you know, just listen to music until you fall asleep. My God!
I mean, if there's any doubt in your mind,
yes,
why would you leave?
Right.
It's called Uber Eats.
Yes, or bananas and Sprite. I mean, I don't know what you want to do, but come on, this is just craziness, man.
I didn't do bananas and Sprite, but I once had sour cream onion dip and chocolate milk.
What is wrong with you? All right, I was going to ask you one last question, and now I got to go to Boomer, but I got to ask you this question really quick. Has anything settled vis-a-vis Deshaun Watson? Anything moved in the Deshaun sweepstakes?
Well, there was a report that by Joe Person of The Athletic, that good friend of mine, that the Panthers are, for the time being, are no longer pursuing Deshaun Watson. And that, you know, again, next Tuesday is the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean they won't pursue it in the offseason if he's not traded to Miami, which there seems to be reports that it looks like it could happen. But again, If nothing happens with Deshaun Watson between now and next Tuesday, then expect all this talk to pick up again at the end of the season.
Sour cream onion dip and chocolate milk. What is
I did. I'm not with Ruffles potato chips, sour cream and onion, and chocolate milk, and I literally ate that for dinner one night, probably like maybe 6 months ago.
Wow, you poor guy.
I didn't feel like going. I didn't feel like waiting an hour for Uber Eats, and I didn't feel like going to the teeter.
Brett Jensen, you've dumbstruck me. I have to go now. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.